gospel of the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. Store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. Where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" The Gospel of the Lord.
For
the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Dear brothers and sisters, dear pilgrims, the followers of Our Lady, we have heard Jesus continues interpreting the Beatitudes by which He started His talk on the hillside. Opposite from the earthly treasure, riches, greed, entertainment, Jesus puts heavenly treasure in front of us. Poverty in the spirit, security of the heart, goodness, good understanding, fulfilling commandments, love towards our enemy, forgiveness of injustice, true intention of good deeds. Both that could destroy the riches is selfishness. That is when we have no approach to heaven. Man has external and internal eyes. Both eyes can be healthy, sound, or bad or sick. If external eyes are sick, man cannot really differ or distinguish the subjects in front of him. But if he is blind from inside, he doesn't distinguish good from bad. He doesn't discern what is good that will take him to God and from what is bad that will distance him from God. That is why this talk teaches us about how to keep the eyes healthy and sound, and what we have to do if we notice that our eyes of our heart are bad, sick. That is the message of today's Word of God. That is a teaching for our life as well. One more question that we can find here from this Word of God is the question for man of today: does our heart constantly yearn for more and more? Does our heart yearn more and more for money, for material goods? In short, are we greedy? When we mention that our behavior can be characterized as greedy, many of us will find it hard to admit that they exaggerated, wanting always to have more than they have. Jesus in the Gospel says, "Stay away from every greed." Why greed is considered to be bad? Is greed truly the source from which come all other sins? Is greed by itself destroying virtues of man's life and his good? and spiritual tradition of mankind, we have many texts who warn about the danger of greed, and the truth is less and less in life of man is being spoken about that or thought about that. Let us just mention examples that hatred, greed, and illusion call three poisons and the main obstacles of the for the righteous life. One of the philosophers said that for conquering or getting power, you need three things: greed, enviousness, and hatred. Exactly like that. In Christian tradition, greed is also seen as a matrix and the root of all other sins. St. Paul tells to the early church and says, the root of all evil is greed. Rest, drink, and eat, enjoy. That is how rich man says to himself. Consequences of such way of life and thinking is not only today's world imposed hedonism, but opposing between the one who is yearning for his riches on earth and the one who is becoming rich in God. Jesus simply says to us, do not store up yourselves treasures on earth where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. My dear brothers and sisters, dear pilgrims, many social analysts in the diagnosis of today's society see greed as the greatest evil that jeopardizes the future of mankind. Fruits of greed are sick ambitions, just exaggerating and buying and spending, not being capable to share it. Just doing everything, making everybody else to do what we want, then fornication, then when we eat too much, when we drink too much, greedy mind is never in peace. There is greed for power, popularity, and we could go on like this on and on. Greed is the basis of the most of our addictions and our negative ambitions, emotions. Greed is the essence of the attitude of life, whose essential notion is I, me and myself, but belong to me. People, greedy people are like the pit without bottom. The more they have, the more they want, but still never in their life they are content. My dear brothers and sisters, and the basis of greed is great uncertainty and wrong conviction about what is the source of our safety. People are looking for safety in external things. The only true and eternal security is in God. As Psalmist says, only in God is my peace, O my soul. Only Him is my salvation. What is opposite from greedy? To be generosity, giving, granting, care for others. Passions of greed causes is being healed with the attitude Jesus explains when he talks about heavenly birds and about lilies in the fields. That inner attitude is necessary for the one who's yearning for the higher spiritual ends. In his talk on the hillside, Jesus clearly says, first look for the kingdom of God, and then everything else will be added to you. Jesus clearly says what greed means. So the man sees the sense of his life and what he owns. When people become victims of such delusion that the life, the sense of life is in possession, that is when relationships are destroyed in the family, among friends, in society, etc. The danger is very close to all of us, so take more about insurance of our own life and material possessions than about measure of our own heart that Jesus today speaks to us about in the Gospel. Dear brothers and sisters, today's Pope Francis emphasizes to us love, generosity, serving, patience, goodness, politeness. Those are treasures. That is what is opposite from greed. Those are beautiful treasures. And may the Lord, right in this encounter, meeting, changes our hearts so that we could look for the true treasure and in such a way become people of the light and not people of darkness. The first thing that we have to do is to ask ourselves, what is my treasure? What cannot be riches, greed, possession to have more and more?
That
is a risky treasure, as we have heard, that decays, that is being destroyed. That is a treasure that I have to leave. We can never bring it with us. We have never seen at a funeral a truck with the stuff that belonged to that man who died. Then what kind of treasure can we bring with us at the end of our life? You can carry only what you gave, what you invested it in, what you invested your life in, what you saved you cannot bring. Thieves can steal it in, things that decay, that destroy, that is being taken by those, by descendants, and because of which they very often fight. Treasure that we can carry with us is a treasure that during our life we gave and we spend for others. That will be our merit. Only that way, only that we will be able to present to the Lord. Jesus clearly said to the scribes who were boasting with the beauty of the Temple of Jerusalem that there will not remain only not even stone upon another stone. That word for all material goods, treasures that depend on human power. However, Jesus does not limit himself only on critics, but he goes one step forward. Where is your treasure? There also will your heart be, he said. We have to always have that in mind. The Lord created us as restless in order to look for him, to find him, to grow spiritually. If our treasure is not close to the Lord, if it is not with the Lord, then our heart becomes restless for the things that are unworthy. But then heart gets tired. Life becomes hard. We become lazy. Heart remains without love. And Pope calls it tiredness of life, which is of the heart. Tired heart that desires to secure one, two, three things in life. My heart is restless, always searching for what belongs to the Lord, what is the true treasure, unpassing, undecaying, all the times, which is eternal, which will never decay. There is a call that we always support this, that holy restlessness of heart. That is why we may pray to the Lord to change mine and your heart. Lord cannot do anything if our heart is addicted on earthly treasures, treasures from which come wars, Pope Francis points out. The last part of Jesus' talk is connected with something else that seems to me very important in this short gospel, and that is Jesus emphasizes clear eye. The lamp of the body is the eye. It reflects the intention of the heart. If your eye is sound, pure, if heart that loves comes out through it, heart that is looking for the Lord, humble heart, that is when your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. That is why we need to ask ourselves, what is our judgment? Is it bright or dark? Are we persons of light or of darkness? It is also important, how do we look at things? With the light that comes from the true treasure in our heart, or darkness from the heart of stone? Saint Aloysia Gonzaga was invited us to pray for the grace of the new heart, that in serving others was finding the treasure of the Lord, and had clear, sound eye that was nourishing those who were sick. Dear brothers and sisters, that is why, gathered here, let us pray to the Lord, that the Lord may change our heart, for the old stone parts of our heart He may turn into human, or as it says there in the Holy Scripture of the Old Covenant, the heart of flesh, with yearning, desire to go forward, looking for Him, and permitting Him to look for us. Because the Lord can only save us only from the treasure of serving to others, from the treasure if we surrender to Him, the way as Blessed Virgin Mary did. That is how beautifully about her will say Blessed Mother Teresa like this: I know what happened to Our Lady. Wonderful passion. Mother full of love. She was not ashamed to admit that Jesus is her son. Left him. She remained alone with him. She was not ashamed that Jesus was scourged, that he was spitted on, that he became like a leper, unwanted, unloved, because everybody started hating him. He was her son. There, with his deep compassion, of her heart, she was there. Are we standing with our own people when they are suffering, when they are humble, when husband loses his job? Then what am I to him? Am I full of compassion for him? Can I understand his pain? And children are taken and deceived. Do I have deep compassion to look for them, to find them, to support them, to wish them welcome when they come back home, to love them with heart full of deep love? Am I like Mary? Sisters in the community, do I recognize their pain and their sufferings? If I'm a priest, does that priest have Mary's heart, that compassion to witness forgiveness, to bring forgiveness of God to the sinner who is suffering in front of me, so that deep compassion I may have of the heart of Mary? Mary was never ashamed of this. She revealed herself that saying that Jesus is her son. At the crucifixion we see her standing. Mother of God is standing at the base of the Lord's cross. How great faith she had to have because of her living love for her son. To stand there, to look at how everybody renounced him, how he's unloved, unwanted from everybody, one of the worst. But she was there with him, and she admitted him as her son. submitted him as the one who belongs to her and to whom she completely belongs. She was not afraid to admit him, to recognize him. Do we recognize our people who are suffering, who are rejected? Our people, our own people, our own family. Do we know that they are suffering? Do we recognize their hunger for Jesus? This is hunger for love that understands. That is the reason why Our Lady, so great, because she had love which understood you and me. And that is why Blessed Mother Teresa points out this, how important it is to learn from the Blessed Virgin Mary, and how to have this love that understands. We can see that so beautifully in our people, our poor ones, who from day to day, every single day, meet, are facing the suffering. They accept suffering for the good of their children. I've seen parents, mother, who deprived so many things, she's even begging so that her child could have something. I saw a mother watching over her handicapped child because that child was her child. She had love, full of understanding for the suffering of her child. Brothers and sisters, that is the treasure that Jesus in this Gospel speaks about. We need that treasure to discover it always, to recognize it, and to nourish that in life, to clarify that, so that from this treasure we can find strength and live, because that treasure the Lord stored in our hearts. Jesus spoke about that treasure even in his Beatitudes 8 times. Blessed are you. Blessed are you, man. He puts that treasure in the hardest situations of man's life. That is where Mary was very persistent. She was faithful until the end to the Lord. Let us pray. May she intercede for us. May she follow us to the Lord so that we could recognize that treasure, live and share it with each other, and only that way we will be happy, joyful and filled and blessed. Amen.